Now today, I want to preach to you on this topic, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. And I'm going to suggest to you that not only taste and see, but taste in order to see. Today in the gospel, we have two individuals who are making a journey. And the text describes these as broken men. The text calls them downcast. They're depressed, they're discouraged. Jesus, the Lord, has been crucified, and they had hoped that he would be the one to redeem Israel, and now he's been crucified. And yes, it's true, some women have seen them, say they've seen him alive or heard that he's alive, but they're not really accepting the truth of that, and they're just making this journey, and they're just downcast, they're depressed, and they're discouraged. Now, we don't know the names of both of them. We know the name of one of them. Cleopas is his name. And we don't know the other name because if you're ready to accept it, the other disciple on the road is you. Is you. You know, we all sometimes struggle, don't we? With feeling discouraged, a little downcast. You know, these men are not only discouraged, but they can't even see the glory of God that is already being revealed. Church, they've already won the victory. It happened earlier that morning. Jesus had already stepped out of the tomb.
They're looking like this.
And this is us, isn't it? Do you know something? You have already won the victory in Jesus Christ, all right? Come on, church. But still, we struggle. We struggle because life comes at us. We struggle because of difficulties. We can't always see what God is up to. And so not only are these men discouraged, but they can't see that the glory of God is already upon them. And when Jesus comes up and starts walking with them, they don't recognize him. They don't see him. And that's us too. So two disciples, one named Cleopas, the other you, are walking up the road. Now, how does the Lord take these two very discouraged individuals and help them to come alive again? How does he minister to them so that they can begin to see his glory? How does he work with them so that they can begin to stop being downcast and start looking up in faith and seeing the glory of God? And the answer, interestingly enough, is that he celebrates a Mass with them. He celebrates the sacred liturgy. Because I don't know if you noticed, but this gospel has all of the elements, all of the main elements of the Mass that we celebrate every Sunday. It's all right there in this gospel. And the Lord does for them what he does for us every Sunday. And so let's begin to see how the Lord takes these discouraged human beings and wakes them up and brings them out of discouragement into a sense of glory, out of the darkness and the inability to see, into the capacity to have their eyes opened to recognize Jesus and to see his glory and their own glory. Let's begin to look at how the Lord ministers to them, but also how he ministers to us. Now, the first thing I want you to notice is that there is a gathering of the two of them. The text simply says these two men came together and were on a journey, walking together. Now, they're discouraged, but that's all right. The Mass has just begun. The Lord is just getting ready to go to work. But I want you to notice something. Look at us. Look around. Look here, Chinesso and Kayla and Dylan, look around. We've got some brothers and sisters with us today, don't we? And we've gathered. How many of you know that you're on a journey? Are you on a journey? And sometimes we're a little discouraged, aren't we? But we're gathered in, and that's step one. Don't worry now, because the Lord's just getting started. The Mass has just begun. But two men are gathered together. And though discouraged, they've gathered, and they're talking about the Lord together. Now, Matthew 18 says, and there are other places as well, that wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Are you praying with me, church? Wherever two or three are gathered, there am I in the midst of them. And sure enough, in this first part of the Mass that we see in this gospel, these two disciples are joined by Jesus. Now, liturgically, we celebrate the same thing at Mass. We all gather, and then all of a sudden you're invited to rise to your feet and to sing a hymn of praise. And then, followed, all the ministers come down the aisle, and the last one in line is who? Who's the last one in line when we come up the aisle at Mass? Me? You think it's me, huh? Well, it is me, but it's really who? It's really Jesus. You see, I'm just, if you will, imaging or reminding you that Jesus Christ is present among us. You're not singing a hymn to welcome Father Pope. Please don't do that. I might get a swelled head. No, you're not welcoming, you're welcoming Jesus Christ. You're welcoming the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we gather, and sure enough, wherever two or three are gathered, there is the Lord in the midst of us. And the Lord walks the aisle. If you will, he's walking with us up the pathway of our life as we're gathered together. And it's right here in this path, the Lord is walking with us. Cleopas and you, all of us together, walking with the Lord. So the first step in any Mass is that we gather together. We gather. Now, the next thing that the Lord does is a kind of a penitential rite. He comes up and he says to them, what are you discussing as you go along? What are you discussing? In other words, what's happening in your life? You're both having a discussion about something. What's it about? Tell me about it. And they say, don't you know what we have to be talking about? Haven't you heard all the things that took place in Jerusalem? And Jesus said, what things? Now, at the beginning of Mass, the priest greets you and reminds you that the Lord is present. He says, the Lord be with you and also with you. So we announce that the Lord is present. And then the priest makes an invitation. Let's think about our life right now, about our sins, about our struggles. What is it that's weighing us down? Let's lay all that before the Lord. And so the invitation is the same invitation that Jesus gave them. What is happening in your life? The Lord stands at this chair over here and says, what's happening in your life? Talk to me. Consider your burdens. Consider your blessings. Consider the ups and downs of your week. Lay them before me. So the Lord, if you will, you know, sometimes I think at the beginning of Mass, you know, let us examine our conscience that we may worthily celebrate the sacred liturgy.
Okay.
But please hear the invitation. It's just a reminder. Are you living a reflective life? What did you bring to church with you today? What burdens and what cares? What sorrows and what sins? What joys and what accomplishments? Talk to me about what's happening in your life, says the Lord. And so it is that this invitation, this kind of penitential rite that the Lord celebrates. And so it is also for us. And you know, I love the way they respond. Don't you know? You ever feel like talking like that to God? Don't you understand what's happening in my life? Do something. And the Lord says, I don't know. What is happening in your life? Talk to me. Don't you know? But that invitation that the Lord makes to discuss with him what's happening, it's very important. Because, you know, one of the most important ways that we work through our troubles and our difficulties is to talk about them. Some people just get all bottled up, all churned in. They don't talk to anybody about their struggles. And after a while, they just explode. It's important to bring these things to the Lord in prayer. But also, I hope you've got some good spiritual friends just to talk with on your journey. If I don't tell somebody, I'll explode. And the Lord says, talk to me. Talk to me. Now you see, what he's trying to do is to get these men out of their discouragement and help them to begin to see his glory. And the first step is that they've gathered. And he's there. And the second step, just like at every Mass, a penitential rite. Talk to me. Bring me your burdens. Let's begin to talk about what's happening in your life. And the third step is that the Lord breaks open the Word of God for them, just like we do at every Mass, just like we're doing at this very point in the Mass. You see, they told the Lord their troubles, and the Lord says, listen, God has a word for you. God has an answer for you in His Word. And the Lord says, don't you understand all the things that you see as discouraging, as setbacks? God said all those things had to happen first, but that after he would rise on the third day. Are you praying with me, church? And so the Lord says, I've got a word for you, and I want you to listen. And he doesn't just quote scripture, he explains the scripture, the text says. And so at every Mass, the Lord asks us to take a seat and listen carefully to what he's saying to us. Now, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands of how many of you really listen carefully. But the word is proclaimed. And brothers and sisters, I promise you, there are answers for you in the Word of God. There are answers for what your struggles are about. And there are answers for where it's all going. If you're faithful to God, I got news for you. There are Fridays in life, but Sunday always comes. I've got news for you. We're going to see the Lord again in the Galilee of heaven. Whatever your struggles today, and they're real, I promise you in the Lord Jesus Christ, they are headed for glory. You, if you're faithful, will be with the Lord in glory. The Lord has a word for us in every Mass. And the text says that as the Lord was preaching to them, because again, he didn't just read the scripture, he interpreted it for them, he broke it open, he applied it to their life. And the Lord, as he did that, the text says, their hearts were burning within them. I'm not talking about heartburn now. But we're talking about, they're coming out of their gloom. They're coming out of their gloom. Instead of like this, all of a sudden, they're beginning to open up, and they're experiencing a joy in their heart as the Lord explains to them that even the difficulties, the crucifixion was not the end. It was a sign of the glory that was to come. And the glory is beginning to dawn on them, and their eyes are beginning to be open, and they're beginning to understand, and they're beginning to see more and more what God is up to. God is up to some good things, church. The devil wants you to be discouraged. The devil wants you to think it's no good. But I promise you, the Lord is up to something good. And even if there's trouble in life, sometimes the Lord does have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. But the Lord makes a mighty good omelet. Sometimes the Lord has to shake up things in our life to get us where he needs us to be. But in the end, I promise you, if you're faithful, glory in the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, already they've made progress. They haven't had their eyes fully opened yet, but they're already beginning to come out of the gloom and the depression into the brighter light of God's glory. So again, we've seen, just like we do at every Mass, they've gathered and the Lord is with them. There's a penitential rite. Talk to me about what's happening in your life. And then there's an answer with the Word of God, a celebration of the liturgy of the Word. And next comes what we might call the intercessory prayer. They said, Lord, it's kind of getting dark, and would you please stay with us for a while? Stay with us, Lord, for evening draws near. Now, right after the Creed, we make these prayers, and you're going to help us with some of these prayers today. You're going to lead us in those prayers later on. And we always say, let us pray to the Lord, and you all say, Lord, hear our prayer. But brothers and sisters, that's just another version of stay with us, Lord, because sometimes in life, there's evening drawing near. We all have some stuff to pray about, don't we? And so all they do is they say, Lord, stay with us, for the evening draws close. The darkness is about, and we're anxious. Would you please stay with us, Lord? Would you please walk with us? Now, the next step is he comes into the house and he sits down at the table, and the text says he took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to them. Pay attention, church. That's Mass, right? That's what we do in the liturgy of the Eucharist. Jesus at the Last Supper took the bread, blessed the bread, broke it, and gave it to them and said, this is my body. This is me. And the text says in this gospel today, he took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and gave it to them. The very same words. And with that, their eyes are opened, and they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And something unusual happens. The Lord vanishes from their sight, almost as though he were saying to them, you will no longer see me in the way you've been used to seeing me. Now you will see me in the sacraments. Now you will see me in the bread and the wine. No longer bread and wine, but truly my body and my blood. You will see me. You will experience me there. When I say to you all today, the body of Christ, what's your answer? The body of Christ. Amen. Amen, amen. Which means, yes, yes indeed. It is so. With that, their eyes are opened. And they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. Now, I'm almost done, but I just want to make a quick testimony that I, like you, have struggles in my life. That I, like you, have sometimes struggled to see God, see what he's up to. But you know, I've made a lot of progress. I've made a lot of progress, and I'll tell you how. Just by coming to Mass every Sunday and celebrating with you. Every day, in fact, in the chapel. In the last 27 years of my life, I have celebrated Mass every day. I have been at God's altar every day of the last 27 years. And I want you to know something. I'm not as discouraged as I used to be. I see more of God's glory. I understand more about what God is up to. I live a more of a victorious life. I'm less discouraged. I'm hardly ever downcast. And if I am, it doesn't take me long to get out of it because God's been too good to me. And you know where all that comes from? Just Sunday after Sunday, coming here, gathering, experiencing the Lord's presence here, letting him read his word to me and preach a word and help me to understand, because even as I preach to you, I'm listening. Some stuff comes out of my mouth. I don't know where it came from. Didn't come from me. It came from the Lord. So you might think, well, you're up there preaching. I got to sit out here and listen. I'm listening too. And the Lord's been preaching to me, and my heart begins to become alive and more aware of what God's doing in my life and the ways that God works. brothers and sisters, and beginning to come alive. And then every Sunday at the altar, in fact, every day, I taste and I start to see. In just a few minutes, it'll be my privilege to hold up the host and say to you, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And you're going to say, "Lord, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but just say the word and I'll be healed." And you run up to God's altar and receive his body and blood. And I hope, just like I'm doing, I hope that if you've been faithful to coming to Mass year after year, Sunday after Sunday, I hope and pray that you have a testimony too. That, you know, as I've been coming to God's house on a regular basis, I'm not as downcast as I used to be. I'm not as depressed and discouraged. I'm beginning to see what God is up to and how God is working and God is teaching me. And I see things I never used to see. And I understand things I never understood before. And I hope that I'm not the only one who has that testimony. God's been good. And so you see, two broken men, downcast, depressed, discouraged, the Lord comes up to them and celebrates Mass for them. And their eyes are opened. Their hearts come alive and their eyes are opened. They're on fire, no longer downcast. And even if that doesn't happen to you in every individual Mass, I hope it's certainly been your experience in a cumulative kind of way, that as you come to Mass Sunday after Sunday, many of the doubts, the difficulties, and the discouragements of the past no longer afflict you. I know that has happened for me. Not just a daily effect, but a cumulative effect as well. Well, there's one final thing to say, because we haven't got the Mass over yet. But in a few minutes, or more than a few minutes, but the deacon's going to stand up there and he's going to say something to all of us. He's going to say, "The Mass has ended. Go in peace." And some of you, especially these young folks, say, "Thanks be to God." But that's not what it means, all right? That is not what that line means. What the line means is, the Mass is now ended. Run and tell somebody about what you've experienced and what you've seen and what you heard. Run and tell somebody that the Lord himself ministered to you. Now, that's what happens at the end of this Mass in this Gospel today. Notice, the Lord gives them the Eucharist and vanishes, and then the next thing you know, they're running for the door to tell somebody. They run 7 miles. 7 miles. Some of us, man, good Lord, can't even run 7 feet. 7 miles back to Jerusalem to say, "I got to tell you what happened to me in church today. I got to tell you that I was downcast and depressed, but the Lord helped me out." I think they even broke into a rap song. "I was down, feeling depressed. Maybe it's because my life was a mess, in despair, so full of doubt. I turned to Jesus and he helped me out." That's right. Oh, man. See, the thing about Jesus, he's high above the rest. That's why I wear this cross on my chest. He leads me to the Father. I'm so glad I could clap. So won't you join me now and do the Jesus rap? All right. That's it. That's right. One day I'll do the whole thing for you, all right. Yes, they ran to tell somebody what the Lord did for them. And I hope that you will do the same today and every Sunday. That when you hear those words, "The Mass has ended, go in peace," that you won't just say, "Okay, finally I can go home." But you'll say, "You know, the Lord's been good to me. He was ministering to me in this liturgy, and I've seen new things, and I've heard new things, and my eyes are being opened, and more I'm beginning to understand God and his ways, and I hope you tell somebody what happens to you in God's house. You know, a lot of people just don't get it. They don't understand what we do on Sunday. Well, you Catholics, you're sitting up and you're kneeling down and you're standing back up again, and what's that all about?
Oh, I don't know.
Listen, we're worshiping God and He's ministering to us and He's opening our eyes, and I hope you have a testimony. Go tell somebody what the Lord does for you in the Holy Liturgy. Tell them how excited you are, and come and go with me to the Father's house. I hope, you know, an awful lot of people think of the Mass as a tedious ritual. But for me, it's not a tedious ritual, it's a transformative reality. Ask somebody to come. Bring them, but tell them what's happening in every Mass. Tell them what's happening to you. Tell them about your joy and your excitement. You know, I used to go to Al-Anon meetings every Friday for like 6 or 7 years. And one of the things we always said at Al-Anon, because you see, people come to an Al-Anon meeting and they'd come in and they didn't quite get it. They didn't understand the first meeting. And we always told them that. You're not going to get it right away. So we always said this: would you please promise to come to 6 meetings before you make a decision about Al-Anon? Because it takes a little time to click, to begin to understand. And we always said to them, if after 6 meetings you still don't want to come to Al-Anon, your unhappiness will be gladly refunded. But try to get someone to come with you. But have, first of all, the testimony. Do you know what the Lord does for you in every Mass? Do you have a testimony? The Mass is ended, go in peace. Run and tell somebody. If you can't figure out who, go grab the nearest stranger and say, let me tell you about the Lord and what He's doing for me. Go tell somebody. I tell you, God's house would be filled if we would reflect on what God does for us in every Mass, and how He lifts us up out of our downcast spirit and raises us up and helps us to see more and more of the glory that waits for us. So again, today, 2 men, weighed down, discouraged, and the Lord celebrates Mass with them. And by the end of that Mass, they were so filled with joy, they ran 7 miles to tell somebody, this is what the Lord has done for me. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Church, He's opened doors for me that I just couldn't see. But you know, I had to taste. I had to taste in order to be able to see. I had to start coming to Mass regularly. And the more I tasted, the more the Lord has opened my eyes. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Thank you.